Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Multiple sources tell 1010 Winds that Cardinal Dolan's time as Archbishop of New York is coming to an end, and reports say that Pope Leo has chosen his replacement from the Pope's home state of Illinois.
Bishop Robert Hicks is the name under consideration to succeed Timothy Cardinal Dolan here in New York, according to sources and reports. Hicks, like Pope Leo, is from Illinois, although according to reports, the two only met in 2024 when the Pope was a cardinal speaking at a Chicago parish. Hicks taught in Chicago Catholic schools, then went on to run a program for abandoned children in El Salvador. He's also said to be supportive of the Latin Mass. Cardinal Dolan was required to put in his retirement papers when he turned 75 earlier this year. He's been at the helm of the New York Archdiocese since 2009. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul is expected to sign New York's Medical Aid in Dying Bill today. It would allow some terminally ill patients to request medication to end their lives. Assemblymember Amy Pollan spoke to 1010 Winds.
This is a medication that is given to them near death, that they can take so they, if they're in excruciating pain or they want to die with their family members around them, this allows you to have that autonomy and that control when you know you're going to die anyway.
Opponents argue that the measure goes too far and say it fails to address broader gaps in end-of-life care. Jessica Rogers is the Coalition's Director for Patients' Rights Action Fund.
Nothing in this bill addresses palliative care, hospice care, equitable access for healthcare treatment. The only thing this legislation does is say that doctors can help some patients, those with life-threatening disabilities, end their lives by suicide.
The bill applies only to adults with a terminal diagnosis of 6 months or less to live. A formal announcement is expected from Hochul later this afternoon. Four people were hurt, including a firefighter, in a three-alarm fire in a bakery in Brooklyn overnight. The flames broke out just after 2 a.m. at Borough Park Seder Matza Bakery on 36th Street in Kensington. FDNY Assistant Fire Chief Mike Woods spoke to reporters from the scene.
There was a collapse of the rear portion. It trapped one of our members, but we were quickly able to extricate that member from the scene. He did suffer some serious injuries, and he went to a local hospital with burns to his hands and also some potential respiratory burns. Last report is that member is now stable.
Two adults and a child in a nearby building were also injured, one with a serious respiratory injury, but all are receiving treatment and are in stable condition. The cause of that fire, still under investigation. The NYPD swore in a new class of recruits this morning, one of the largest classes in years. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch speaking to the recruits at the ceremony.
New York City is placing its trust in you. That trust is built slowly. It is maintained carefully, and it is lost quickly. Your actions, on duty and off, will determine whether it is earned.
But new data from the Police Benevolent Association shows those gains may be short-lived. The PBA says more than 3,000 officers have quit or filed for retirement over the past year, outpacing the number of new hires. Right now, the NYPD's uniformed headcount sits at just under 33,800, but that's well below its peak. The union says without better pay and working conditions, recruiting alone won't stop the bleeding. The NYPD also now asking for the public's help after a violent robbery in downtown Flushing. Cops say a 17-year-old was meeting a friend on Barclay Avenue when he was suddenly surrounded by a group of five people he didn't know. One of them pulled out a knife, stabbing him in the arm while the others punched and kicked him. The group then took the teen's AirPods and wallet before taking off down Sanford Avenue. The victim was taken to a nearby hospital in stable condition. Police have released images of the suspect. You can see them on the Crime Stoppers website. The NYPD also now investigating two anti-Semitic incidents in Brooklyn. Our Glenn Shuck has the details.
Both of these incidents in Crown Heights, where cops are investigating the stabbing of a 35-year-old man, happened on Kingston Avenue Tuesday afternoon, and is believed to have started with anti-Semitic taunting. Krana lives in the neighborhood. She insists Jewish New Yorkers will not live in fear. She spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
We are going to spread light, and we're going to keep spreading light.
As the police manhunt for that suspect still goes on today, the NYPD is also investigating two young Jewish men in their 20s who were grabbed and had anti-Semitic words hurled at them on the 3 train Monday night at a menorah lighting on the Upper East Side. Ben and Cooper telling 1010 Winds.
We want to spread light and good.
We should be celebrating the holiday outwardly and loudly and show the people that we won't go home.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Separately, police are looking into a vandalized menorah in Queens. This was Saturday in Jackson Heights, only days before a public Hanukkah lighting. Anyone with information on that incident is also asked to call Crime Stoppers. Police in Brooklyn still searching for the two people who shot 5 teenagers early Sunday morning. It happened just after 1 a.m. outside an event space on Atlantic Avenue in Cypress Hills. All 5 victims were aged 15 to 17. They were taken to nearby hospitals and luckily are all expected to recover. Cops say the shooters ran off on foot. They're now asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The widow of an NYPD detective killed in a Midtown office building shooting is now suing that building's owner and several others over security failures. Jamila Akhtar filed the lawsuit against Rudin Management, which owns the building at 345 Park Avenue, along with the security company McLean Security and the NFL, which is based there. Her husband, Detective Didarul Islam, was working a paid security detail when a gunman opened fire inside the building over the summer. The suit claims that there were no meaningful security measures in place, no weapons detection, no barriers, no systems to stop the shooter before he entered the lobby. 4 people were killed before the gunman took his own life. So far, none of the defendants have responded publicly to that lawsuit.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.